Welcome back into Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch and Rocco Nucci with you. We head back to the hotline and we welcome in Tim Street with the OHSAA. Tim, as always, we appreciate you joining us. And, well, there's a lot to go over. You know, you guys made the announcement last week shortly after Governor DeWine mentioned that there was going to be no more school for the rest of the academic year. You guys mentioned that effectively ended the spring sports season. And I want to start there because I know that these last couple of months have been very, very difficult for you guys. And I want to give you a chance to explain just how difficult that was and how this has been, making some really, really tough decisions the last couple of months.
Sure, Andy, I'd be happy to, and thanks for having me on. You are absolutely right that it has been really tough. That would be an understatement. You know, in fact, I go back and I talk often about March 10th, and that day is really when it all started, because that's the day when Governor DeWine said that events could continue, but with very, very limited fans. That was when we thought we would still be able to have our winter state tournaments, but with only parents. And that was on March 10th, and that is, it seems like a world away, but that's when it started. And then, of course, on March 12th, on that Thursday morning, is when we got the word that no events could happen. So that's when we had to postpone our winter state tournaments, and then, of course, they got canceled. And, you know, I hate to use the word devastated, because you know, the loss of life and the way that people's livelihood and income are so affected throughout all this. Obviously, high school sports are not to that same level as that, but they're important. And it's a big part of people's lives and our student athletes and our schools and communities. This is what they work for, they train for. And so, I mean, I've thought of the word devastated quite a bit. Jerry Snodgrass, our executive director, has said there have been a lot of emotional days here since March 10th. And, you know, we have to just keep on taking it day by day. And really, you know, as you mentioned, Governor DeWine has been the leader throughout all this. He and the Ohio Department of Health, we are following in lockstep with their decisions and their directives. The biggest one that has now led to the cancellation of spring sports, and it's really what the fall sports hinge on too, is that our school facilities are closed. School continues online and through electronic communication, but as long as our school facilities are closed, there cannot be school sports. So that's really what we're waiting on, is when will school facilities open?
And that leads me into my next question. Fall sports certainly weighing on everyone's mind right now. And while it seems as though things are improving from a health perspective, there are some important dates I know that you guys have in mind this summer. So I wanted to give you a chance to explain that. What are some of those important dates to keep in mind, especially as far as some of the facilities reopening again?
Sure. Well, you know, as our schools know and our student athletes and families know, the summer period, especially the end of June and all of July, those weeks are real important for the start of fall sports. And you know, at the moment we have not changed from our hopeful start date for fall practice, which has been announced as August 1st. That's what, you know, we haven't changed from that yet. We have not made any changes to the fall sports. I know there's some rumors out there, and some people have seen ideas for other plans. None of that has come from the OHSAA. At the moment, we're still hoping for August 1st fall sports practices beginning. However, July is really important for what Jerry has called preseason, although it's really not that. He has said that. But conditioning, mini camp, all those things, camps that our schools do, especially in July, to get ready for August 1st, those are really important. So the biggest thing that we are keeping our eye on from the governor is, when do school facilities reopen? That's the key to the whole thing. I don't think that the Ohio Department of Health is going to recommend to the governor to reopen school facilities until ODH says it's safe to do that. Once it is safe enough for our school facilities to reopen, at that point, it is safe to resume with school sports. So, you know, will that happen June 15th? Will it happen July 15th? You know, we don't know. Just as we were talking a bit ago, none of us knows, not even the governor knows, when that date is going to happen where it's safe enough to reopen schools. But we cannot have school sports until school facilities reopen. So if that doesn't happen until late in the summer or even early fall, well, then that's going to certainly impact how we can have a fall sports season.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Tim Street with the OHSAA. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Tim, last week Jerry Snodgrass did mention that it's not necessarily the start that's as important for fall sports, but it's more when it finishes that makes it more important. Can you elaborate on why when fall sports wrap up is a little bit more important in that process?
Sure. Yeah. Good question. We've had several people ask about that. And, you know, really the main reason is because in Ohio, you really can't be playing outdoor sports other than football, you know, into December. Some of our fall sports, especially golf and girls tennis, you know, you need to wrap those up by the end of October. You know, even sports like soccer and field hockey and cross country, you can do those into November a little bit. Even mid-November, but you really don't want to go much past that because once we get into November, the weather can turn pretty bad at times, especially in Northeast Ohio, which, Andy, I don't have to tell you about that. You've seen that, I'm sure. So, you know, the end of the season is important because, volleyball is our only indoor fall sport, and everything else is outside. And so you can't really be running cross-country in December for a competitive course where you're going to have hundreds of kids running on the same course. That's different than running on the sidewalks and running on the streets. So, yeah, as he mentioned, the end of the seasons are more important because there's only so far we can go. You can start a fall season. Let's just take cross country, for example. If you had to, you could start a cross country season in early October and then finish it up in mid-November. You could certainly do that. So I think what we're looking at is if school facilities don't reopen until late summer, early fall, and that is when the fall sports seasons then start, well, then we're going to have a shorter fall season, that's for sure, but then hopefully we can still have our state tournaments.
Well, there seem to be a lot of different ideas on the table right now, and I'm sure that you guys have taken a look at a lot of different ones, as crazy as some of them may seem on the surface. Has there been any talk of reconfiguring seasons? For example, you know, maybe playing sports that traditionally are played in the fall, in the spring, and things of that nature. I know that, you know, every idea seems like it's at play, but how many ideas are on the table right now, and are there any out there that may seem extreme on the surface that maybe actually have developed a little bit?
Well, the one thing I can say is we've been having conversations daily about all different kinds of scenarios. You know, it's there's no idea that has not gone undiscussed at this point. So I think just like our schools are thinking and probably the general public's thinking, we're keeping all options open. I think Jerry has said that as well. But at this point, nothing is officially changing. I think the biggest one I've heard is, you know, would we play the high school football season in the spring? I have not been a part of any discussions where that is officially going to happen. I think the goal is that we are starting fall sports practices on August 1st, like we're hoping to. So I think once we get closer to August 1st, we'll have a better idea of whether or not we can start on August 1st. A couple of things, too, I've told a lot of folks is, the college seasons and especially the pro seasons, football specifically, for the NFL, I think you're going to see that they're going to have to announce changes, if any. They're going to have to announce those a lot sooner than we will. You know, especially let's just take Division I college football. There's lots of travel involved. There's lots of details that go into that with lots and lots of people. I think they're going to have to make an announcement a lot sooner than we will as it relates to high school sports. So, you know, nothing official has gone out from the OHSA. We're still hoping for an August 1st start. Of course, there's lots of ideas and rumors out there, but at this point, it's all just conversations.
Well, Tim, we can close out on this. Governor Mike DeWine, a little over a week ago, mentioned the possibility of a blended attendance at schools in the fall. Is that a method that could somehow factor into the decision of how you guys go about conducting fall sports, or is that something that really might not necessarily be on the table? Just kind of curious, because when you hear blended, that can mean a couple of different things, but is that something that could affect fall sports?
Good question. I don't think that would affect fall sports, because if you have a blended school offering, well, the good thing is that that means that by when I hear the word blended, I think that part of the school day is in session, in person, and part of the school day is online or at home. Well, the key part of that is that school facilities are open. So that's really the key thing with all this. And if he says we're going to have a blended school day where, you know, maybe the freshmen and juniors are in school Monday, Wednesday, and the sophomores and seniors are in school on Tuesday and Thursday. Well, the key thing there is that kids are in school and the facilities are open. So as long as facilities are open, regardless of what the school day looks like, whether it's, you know, open for students one day a week or all five, the key thing there is that if school facilities are open at all, then that means we can have school sports. So, you know, I was really happy when he said there's a chance of having a blended school offering in the fall, because, hey, at least school facilities are open, and that means we can get back to playing sports.
And I think that is absolutely positively what we all want at this point, because if we're getting back to playing sports, then that means we are getting back to some degree of normalcy. Well, Tim, as always, we appreciate the time. We know you're extraordinarily busy, and, well, these have been a very difficult and challenging last couple of months. Certainly doesn't look like the challenges are going away anytime soon, but let's hope that the next time we speak, we're talking about fall sports and spring sports and winter sports, also getting the opportunity to play somewhat normal seasons in the next academic year. Tim, thank you again for the time.
Hey, my pleasure, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Tim. Again, that's Tim Street with the OHSAA joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and break. We will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.